Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast number two today, January 4th, 2016. It's your host, Sam Crowley. By the way, leave a five-star rating for the show. I forgot to mention that on the previous show. Leave a five-star rating on iTunes, please. Why? Why, you ask? Because it helps individuals, champions, dreamers, rock stars like yourself find the show easier on iTunes. So do you want to contribute today? Do you want to add value right now? You know how you can add value without doing very much? It takes little energy, probably burn about one calorie, and takes 5 seconds. Click on five stars in iTunes and just leave a nice comment for the show. Do something good. Pay it forward. Spread the love. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, Part 2. Hey, I watched the movie a few days ago. And it changed my life. And I don't say that. Look, I know people, it changed my life. It did. This did. I already know a lot of this, but I didn't know a lot of this. Makes sense? Probably not. Perfect. Then you're in the right spot. Because this show is all about not making sense, making a difference, baby. That's what we're talking about. Joe Cross. Joe Cross was fat, sick, and nearly dead. He's an Australian. G'day, mate. My great off. For all you Australians out there, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know how that accent. Well, I'll do it one more time. You ready? G'day, mate. All right. Let me know. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Let me know if I nailed that Mick Dundee Australian accent. Dude comes over from Australia, and for 60 days, he's going to do nothing but just drink juice. And he's got a little juicer, so a lot of greens. By the way, eat the greens. Drink the greens is even better, okay? A lot of you firing back right now, White Castle, the rectal rockets, the burgers in your face, the greasy fries. Just stop, man. You're killing yourself. You're absolutely, and I'm not even a guy that sits on my soapbox and jumps in, up and down about nutrition, but just stop, all right? You're killing yourself. So he juices for 60 straight days, and you can watch the movie. I'm not going to give you the blow-by-blow, but the bottom line is he starts at like 321 pounds, and he's got this disease, and I don't know the name of it, but he breaks out in rashes and sores on his hands and skin, legs, all over the place. Basically, his skin, you know, just breaks out in sores. After the first 30 days, that stopped. He went off all his medicine after he stopped juicing, I think, in 60 days, and he was down to 200 pounds, 210 pounds, something like that. But here's an amazing twist to the story. About halfway through, he meets a trucker while he was driving through the U.S. in Iowa, who's got the exact same disease as him. And this guy's 410 pounds. And he's just like throws up his hands and says, I don't know what else to do. I don't want to be this fat. I was in the armed forces. I was skinny. I went through two marriages. And, you know, I'm eating myself to death because I'm depressed and blah, blah, blah. Which you hear that a lot, you know. We have an obesity problem in this country, in the U.S. By the year 2038, close to 40% of our country is going to be obese. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that the most? And it's 100% controllable. Now, I know there's people with thyroid issues and things like that. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about people like me, you know, a few years ago. You can control it. You just have an emotional attachment to eating. You're bored, whatever. You don't have a passion. And you associate too much pain with working out as opposed to associating all the pleasure of feeling great again. So Joe Cross was driving across the U.S. and juicing every single day. And cured himself. He's not on any of the medication. Looks amazing. Found the trucker. Met the trucker with the same disease. This guy started juicing and changed his life. He got down to 200 and some pounds. 210 maybe again. Like down 200 pounds. And all of this just by putting what you see in your produce section in a blender, juicing it up with a lot of water, drinking it, and moving on with your day. You know, and that's what I got. So here's what I'm looking at right now. I got my 20-ounce little mug here that I've had for about 10 years, and it's filled with mainly spinach and water. And today I dumped in celery, which I rarely juice celery, but I'm going to start doing that. Tastes great. Dropped in a lemon, which made it a little, just a little too bitter for me. I rarely put fruits in my blender, but since I'm doing main like 90% juicing now for the next few weeks, I'm not doing this to lose weight. I'm doing this to reboot my body. I'm doing this to feel amazing. And let me tell you, this is day three, and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling pretty good. I started at 191 pounds. I'm at 188 this morning, which is just natural. You're going to lose weight. I'm not even trying to lose weight because I'm working out as well, but I will, which is cool. I'm losing fat mainly. I'll keep the lean muscle mass. So I've got spinach, water, celery, one slice of lemon with the rind. I just put it in there because my Vitamix will grind my front tire of my car if I want to. It's the thing's amazing. Vitamix, $450. It's expensive. I got mine at Costco, but let me tell you, I've been using it a year now, and it's like brand new. You can put literally... put your damn computer in there and grind it up if you wanted to. And oranges. A whole orange is in there. So spinach, celery, one slice of lemon, and an entire orange. I don't know if it's the rinds of the lemons and the orange, because I just blended the whole thing in there, if it makes it that tart and bitter, or if it's the lemon in particular. Trial and error. I'll be using cut-up apples as my fruit, some blueberries later today. Green, guys, as green as you can make that smoothie, make it that green, because that is going to give you the energy. And I challenge you with me. Are you with me? Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Just say, Sam, I'm with you. Fat, sick, and nearly dead, man. I'm with you. I'm gonna juice. Just say it. I'm with you, Sam. I'm gonna juice. Because let me tell you something right now. The hardest, most difficult part is going to be the first week, the first few days. Like even the first day. Now, here's what I do. I forgot. This is pretty important too, though. Because I'm not obese, I mean, I'm not that out of shape. I'm just out of shape compared to where I was a couple months ago. Because in the month of December, man, it crushed me. I'm mixing in one huge salad. I mean, a head of lettuce, all the vegetables, tomato, radish, carrots, onions, anything that goes on a salad. Hummus, I eat a tub of hummus every day as well. Avocado, I down avocados like they're grapes. All of that on a salad, literally piled high as my desk, and I down that thing around 1 o'clock. But that's all I eat. If you're severely overweight, I mean, like you know you're overweight, go on a 10-day juice fast. Now, consult with your physician if you need to. All right, if you've got disease and you're worried, I'm not a doctor. I'm just challenging you to do it. And Joe Cross consulted with his physician, and he got regular blood tests along the way to make sure that he was going the where he needed to be, as well as the gentleman he met at the truck stop, met with a physician regularly as well. And physician took them off all their medications eventually. Just amazing, man. So I'm fired up. I'm excited. I'm down in the juice. Now I'm off to the gym. I'll probably check back with another podcast later today. If you want to follow my video tracking of all of this, just follow me on Periscope at Sam Crowley. Periscope is owned by Twitter, so if you're following me on Twitter, just use the same handle. Find me at Sam Crowley on Periscope, and you can watch my videos, about a 1-minute video, 2-minute video every day on my way to the gym and afterwards to let you know how I feel. So today is cardio day. The last 2 days have been weightlifting. I lost a lot of strength when I got sick as well. But guys, remember this, okay? Whatever you lose, you can gain back. Money, relationship, health, whatever you lose, you can gain back. You know what you can't gain back? Time. Time. That's why it's such a valuable commodity, because you can't make any more. You can make more money. I can learn to make more muscle mass, or I can learn to lose weight and make myself in better shape. You can't make more time. So let's go. You and me, holding hands, running into 2016, having the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.